This is a reading of chapters 6 and 7 and a few additional thoughts from the booklet, Peace Within Reach. My name is Fred Wilgenberg and I am the author. Chapter 6, what about church? Whether you personally receive God into your life or not, it is important to understand church. The Bible describes the church as the body of Jesus Christ. Every person who has a personal relationship with God is in the body of Jesus Christ, in the church. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 25 to 26 of the Bible states, there should be no division in the body, but its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. In the last paragraph, the C in the word church is capitalized. While there is one worldwide body of Jesus Christ, one church of people who have personal relationships with God, many of these people go to local churches where other people, with other people to worship God and to grow in Him. These churches are places where there should be no divisions, as the passage states above, but where there should be a lot of warm welcome and encouragement and care. While many churches are caring places where people grow together in the Lord, unfortunately that's not always the case. Sometimes people read in the Bible the right way to live and respect other people, but they don't actually live that way. Maybe you have been hurt by a church or by people of a church. That should not happen. And as a pastor, I apologize on behalf of churches and church people who have hurt others, and maybe you. I do not mean to make excuses, but there is an explanation for why this happens. Though God is perfect and is to be the focus of Christian churches, and churches are mostly made up of people who should be living respectable, caring lives, they are still humans who still have to battle personal sins. For this reason, I personally apologize as a pastor and as a person for occasionally saying things which were inappropriate and hurtful in church and elsewhere. I praise God for His grace and forgiveness, which we celebrate in church, and for the fact that the Holy Spirit of God works on making us more honorable to Him and more caring to our fellow people. So please do not look for the perfect church with perfect people of God, because you will not find it. Rather, if you are looking, look for a church that warmly welcomes you and that is focused on the Bible, God's Word, and whose people humbly confess their need and their thanks for God's grace and truth for their lives. Pastor Rick Warren, in his book, The Purpose-Driven Life, writes it this way: every church could put out a sign, "No perfect people need apply. This is a place only for those who admit they are sinners, need grace, and want to grow." End of quote. Maybe you have looked in the phone book under the heading churches, and you see Catholic, Lutheran, Baptist, Methodist, Reformed, and others, with several individual churches listed under each. Or maybe you notice all the different kinds of churches with various names as you drive through a city. Churches that are Lutheran or Baptist or Methodist or other are different denominations. That means they are Christian churches with different histories and traditions, and with some different understandings of certain teachings in God's Word, the Bible. However, churches typically stand in agreement on the main overriding theme of the Bible, and that is the redeeming, transforming love and grace of God for people, and ultimately for all of His creation. Some churches are non-denominational, and most churches have different styles or ways of worshiping God. That is okay too, as long as God alone is worshiped and people are growing in their personal faith and trust in God. No church is perfect, but if you want to begin a personal relationship with God and you want to grow as a person, I strongly encourage you to start regularly attending a local church. The special time to worship God and the encouragement from other believers is helpful for growing in the Lord, the best experience in the world. Here's just a few thought or discussion questions which might be helpful. Question number one, What has your experience of church been like? And question number two, what do you think you could do to help a church to be more effective in its community and within the world? Chapter 7, putting it all together. The plain fact that you are a person makes you worth a lot, whether or not you agree or disagree with the message given in this book. You are significant because as a person, a human being, you bear the image, the likeness of God. And God designed you in such a way that amazingly, you are unique from every other person who has ever lived. God knows you personally, and He has much available for you when you ask for it. This is true even though you and I make many mistakes, even though we sin. Incredibly, because of our sin, God, whom we sin against, offers to redeem us, to clean us up as people, and to give us a fulfilling life. Romans 5, verse 8 of the Bible reads, "But God showed His great love for us by sending Christ Jesus to die for us while we were still sinners." God allowed Himself to die at the hands of sinful humans, and then He conquered death so that we can also conquer death when we die. We can go to heaven. God asks you to come to Him and to confess your sins to Him because He will take them from you, along with all the bad feelings that go with them. He will forgive you completely of them. He will help you to be more free from their grip on your life. If you take up His offer of forgiveness in heaven, God, through His Holy Spirit, will walk with you on every step of your life on earth. He will keep you out of trouble areas. He will give you strength and encouragement and an understanding of why things in the world are the way they are. He will give you a peace and a hope that anchors you during tough times. He will help you to shine with a life full of purpose and fulfillment. Jesus summed it all up in Revelation 3, verse 20 of the Bible. Jesus said, "Listen, I'm standing at the door of your heart, knocking. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come into you and eat with you, and you with me." If you are ready to personally know God in your life, here are some steps you can take. Step number one, admit your need. Pray, "God, I am a sinner, so I keep stumbling in life. Sometimes I hurt others. Often I dishonor you. I want to have peace." Step number two, be willing to turn from your sins. Pray, "God, I am tired of stumbling in life and not having peace. I am sorry to you and to myself and to others for my sins. I want to live a better life." Step number three, believe that God will forgive you of all your sins. He does this as Jesus Christ, the Son of God, died on the cross and rose from the grave for you. Pray, "God, I receive your forgiveness. I am your child, and I look forward to knowing you better in my life now and then in heaven after I die." Step number four, invite God through the Holy Spirit to be the guide of your life. Pray, "God, I love you for all that you give to me. In thanks to you, I will seek to honor you and live out your purposes for my life." So what do you think about the message of this book? Are you perhaps indifferent to faith in God, thinking, "Who cares?" or "What difference does it make?" It sounds like you may believe God is real, but you do not care, as if God is irrelevant. If that is true of you, consider this. Is the Creator who made the organs of your body, like your heart and lungs, to function without taking even a 10-second break for up to 90-plus years of life, is that God, our Creator, irrelevant? And if it is true that he has a peace, love, and purpose available for you, as described in this book, might it be worth exploring? Are you someone who cannot come to believing in God because you are an atheist or an agnostic? If so, I understand in that case that you probably require scientifically provable evidence. If my explanations under the heading My Perspective in Chapter 1 are not enough for you, you might consider reading my other book, A Search for Common Ground, Let's Talk, which offers broader, more diverse arguments and discussion on that subject. And it can be found at Amazon.com or also at peacewithinreach.com. My encouragement to you is to be open to the ample arguments of God, which are not necessarily scientifically provable. Why not try it and consider the results? Are you perhaps intentionally resistant to personal faith in God because you want to take a stand against those who might be different from you politically and socially? If so, remember that it is not about them. It is about you and your life and your peace, and it is about those who are influenced by you. If you want to believe, but you cannot fully rationalize it all, consider trying to get to the place of the Father in Mark 9, verse 24 of the Bible. After his son was healed by the hand of the Creator, he proclaimed, "I believe, help me overcome my unbelief." Perhaps the Bible verse Hebrews 11, verse 1, and the last paragraph of the My Perspective section of chapter 1 in this first podcast episode, perhaps that can be helpful to you. Are you of another religion, so you cannot imagine believing differently than perhaps what your family believes? Would you not be allowed to believe differently than your family without being condemned by them? If you personally agree with much of the message within the pages that were read today, in comparison to religions which focus on good works or in the worship of created parts of the universe rather than solely the Creator, then continue to consider this and to pray as the Father did above in Mark 9:24, where he said, "I believe, now help me overcome my unbelief." If your family would condemn you if you chose to pursue a personal relationship with God as described in this booklet, that must be very difficult for you. Just remember, as described earlier in these pages, God would never ask us to leave our family or our culture as we personally receive Him as Savior and Lord. God is the origin of family and culture. If your family would condemn you, that would be wrong of them. Please communicate questions, comments, or prayer needs publicly or privately at www.peacewithinreach.com. You can also visit my blog there.